this morning I want to talk to you about pure religion.
今天我要想跟大家谈一谈清洁的虔诚。
Now, when Paul talked about religion and James talked about religion, they actually were talking about the spiritual life.
当保罗和雅各谈到这个敬虔虔诚的时候，他们说的其实是我们的属灵生活。
So they're saying, what is pure spiritual life?
所以他们实际上在说的就是究竟什么是清洁的属灵生活生命。
This morning I want to begin with something that about a man named Solomon, which you have read in the Word of God.
今天早上我想分享所罗门的故事，我们早上也读过所罗门。
Now any of you that know the story recognize that he was one of the wisest men.
我们都知道圣经故事，所罗门是世上最聪明的人之一。
He asked God for wisdom, God gave it to him in abundance.
他向神求智慧，神就给了他很多的智慧。
And Solomon wrote a book of wisdom, or at least trying to be able to understand life.
所罗门写了智慧书，他想让我们理解生命是什么。
You know, that's been a theme since the ancient time.
你知道这个生命是什么，实际上是这个从古时候到现在的一个主题。
Trying to understand life.
人总想要理解究竟生命是什么。
I remember one of my Taiwanese girls said, Mommy, is it just being born, going through schooling,getting an education, getting a job. Is that all life is?
我记得一个台湾女孩子曾经问我说，妈咪，生命究竟是什么呢？难道就是去学校，然后读大学，有一份工作，这就是生命的全部吗？
So Solomon in his wisdom wrote a book talking about life. What you did, what happened through that.
所罗门写了智慧书，也就是传道书，他讲到生活之中发生了些什么，你做了些什么。
But all through his book, there was one word that kept coming up.
但是整本传道书我们看到有一词总要不停的在出现的，只有一个词。
And that word was vanity.
那句是什么呢？就是虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空。
Which actually meant empty.
实际上他的意思就是真的是空空的，什么都没有。
So he talked about all facets of life.
他谈到生活生命的一切各个方面。
And he always came up with empty.
但他最后总是说虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空。
Sometimes when we're in the throw of life, enjoying, making our money, making our name, making all these things, we think that this is really what it is. This is it. I have it by the tail.
有时候我们在生活之中有辉煌的时候，我们有自己的声名，我们挣大钱，我们觉得哎呀，这就是我的生活，过得真不错。
But the problem so many times is as life goes on, we begin to see that it's empty.
但是问题是呢，当我们生命越来越年长，我们在生命之中经历的事越来越多，我们就会意识到这一切都是虚空。
So here we see Solomon coming down to the end of the book.
我们看到所罗门在这个传道书的最后。
And he said, let me tell you the conclusion.
他说我告诉你一个结论。
He said the conclusion of the whole matter.
他说这个结论就是。
He meant life. The whole thing he talked about.
他意思就是生命。
Is to fear or reverence God.
他说就是人的生命就是要敬畏神。
And keep the commandments.
而且守他的道。
He said, for this is the whole duty of man.
他说这就是人所要做的。
So even though he himself had not kept all the commandments,
尽管他自己并没有总是遵守神的道
he was not really satisfied even with the life that he had.
他对他自己的生命也并不满意。
I'm not sure how you could be satisfied with 300 wives and 800 concubines. I don't know.
因为所罗门有300多个妻妾，我想这样的一个生活恐怕他不大会满足吧。
But it comes down to the fact, listen, the whole matter of it is to reverence God.
但是所罗门最后的结论是
and to keep his commandments.
生命的意义就在于要遵守神的道
Now then we see the next one and is Jesus
然后我们再看看
talking about this.
耶稣怎么谈到生命
Jesus, suppose this morning I were to give you an assignment
想象一下今天早上我要给大家一个任务
And I was to say here are the ten commandments
我说这就是这十条诫命
I want you to write out and maybe 40 or a little more words just how what these are how you can keep these commandments.
我想让你写下来一段用你自己的话写下来你怎么样遵守这十诫。
So you probably would say, well, don't do this and don't do this and don't do this and don't do this. But it isn't the answer.
也许你会写下来，不要做这个，不要做那个，不要做那个。但这不是解，这不是答案。
The wonderful thing about the teachings of Jesus.
但是耶稣的教导。
And any of the religions that read this, read his words.
任何这个阅读耶稣的话语的这些宗教。
They recognize the greatness of his teaching.
他们都意识到耶稣的这个教导的伟大之处。
Because it was so simple.
因为他那么容易，耶稣的教导多么容易。
And this is what Jesus did. He came and simplified.The meanings of life.
耶稣来到世上，他为我们把生命的意义讲得非常简单。
So they said to him, "What is the greatest commandment?"
所以人们问耶稣的说，这最大的一条诫命是什么
？No doubt they were thinking of the Ten Commandments because that's what they live by.
问这句话的人肯定是在想到十诫，因为这是他们要遵守的诫命。
And he went on to say, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul." And with all your mind. Now,
耶稣说你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
Now Solomon said, first, fear God, reverence God.
所罗门说人生命在于要敬畏神。
And in a sense, Jesus is saying the same thing.
在某种意义上，耶稣其实说的是同样的事。
Put God first.
把神放在第一位。
Make him the center of your life.
让他成为你生命的中心。
And then he went on to say, the second is.To love thy neighbor as you love yourself.
然后耶稣说，这第二条就是爱人如己。
Now, that was not in the Ten Commandments.
这可是不。
Sorry, I thought I'd do that someday.
这不在十诫里面呀。
But it's not one of them.
也不是十诫之中的一条。
And he asked for the greatest. No, it had to be fixed.
Oh, okay.
He asked for the greatest.
他问的是最大的诫命是什么
？And Jesus came up with something a little different.
耶稣的答案可是跟十诫不太一样哦。
Jesus came up to the answer of how to keep the Ten Commandments.
耶稣的回答是怎样守这十诫。
He said to love God.
他说
，That would keep the first four commandments.
如果你爱神的话，你就可以守住前面的四条诫命。
To not take His name in vain, to honor Him, to have His holy day.This would be done because we love God.
如果我们爱神的话，这十诫的前四条诫命就可以守
住。Who wants to take the name in vain of somebody you love?
谁会亵渎神的名呢
？Who wants to take a statue? Wouldn't you feel wonderful if you were a wife and your husband got a statue of another woman and put it in the house?
如果你爱你的先生或者太太，你会家里头去崇拜另外一个女人或者
And there he would sit. He look at that statue.
如果你的太先生就盯着另
外一个女人 And he'd be telling you how beautiful it is.
然后告诉你她多美啊
Why, after a while, you want to throw that statue out.
过段时间这太太可能就要把那个像给丢出去
So you see, actually, he's saying in these commandments, I'm teaching you how to keep the rest of how to keep them.
所以耶稣的教导是他告诉我们怎么样来守这些诫命
So the first four is covered by loving him with all we have.
如果我们全心尽心尽性尽意爱主我们的神，前面四条诫命就可以守住了。
And then we come to the next six.
然后下面的六条诫命呢
？And we think to ourselves, now how could he say one thing that would cover all six?
我们说耶稣的答案只有一个，爱人如己，怎么可以把这六条诫命都守住呢
？And he said, "Love the Lord, love others, yes, as you love yourself."
耶稣说，
love.
爱人如己，他强调爱。
Who's going to lie?To someone they really love.
如果你爱一个人，你不会对他撒谎。
Who's going to envy someone they love?
如果你爱一个人，你不会嫉妒他。
We don't envy those when they're lifted up. We feel good for them.
如果我们爱一个人，当他被人们高举的时候，我们为他真的觉得骄傲。
You're not going to commit adultery with your neighbor's wife if you love your neighbor.
如果你爱自己的邻舍，你不会跟他的太太有奸情。
So what he's saying here is true religion is based on the fact that we love God and we love our fellow man.
所以耶稣提到的真正的这个属灵的生命是什么呢？就是爱神也爱人。
And don't forget about loving yourself.
也不要忘记要爱自己。
Now he's not talking about in an egotistical way.
他不是在说自我中心的意思。
He's talking about just love what God has made, what you are. You're different. You may have different ways, people, but you love what you are in God.
他说你爱自己是因为我们也是按着神的形象造的，因为神是按着他的形象来造我们。
I've lived long enough to see how He has remade me in many areas.
我已经活得够长，我知道神在我生命之中不停的在重新塑造我。
And I really like the person that he's remade.
神所塑造的这个人，我现在挺喜欢我自己。
Because I feel comfortable with that person.
因为我在我自己里面，我自己。
Because I'm a child of God and God has worked in my life.
神在我的生命中做了工，我觉得在自己的生
命里我很舒服。So we can love ourselves in that sense.
所以在那个意义上，我们可以爱自己。
Then we get to James.
然后我们就看看雅各书。
Now James was telling us that pure religion, pure spirituality.An undefilement before God and the Father is to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep yourself unspotted from the world.
雅各说在神我们的父面前那清洁没有玷污的虔诚就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
Now James took one of the glaring examples of the needy.
雅各他用了一个很当时很明显的一个例子。
Those were those that didn't have fathers and mothers.
那些有需要的人，孤儿寡妇。
And women or men that didn't have a spouse.
就是没有父亲的孩子和没有丈夫的。
He said they're needy and you must meet their needs.
他说他们是有需要的人，你必须要帮助他们。
If you're going to be a pure in your heart and your spirit, you have to think beyond yourself.
他说：“如果你要有清洁、没有玷污的虔诚，你必须要超越你自己，要能关心别人。”
So there's somebody at work.
比如说，你工作之中有什么人
？And they're really not very nice to you.
他们对你不太好。
And they've said some things that has hurt you.
他们也曾经说过一些伤害你的话。
But something happened to their car.
但是他的车有一天出了毛病了。
They don't have a way to work.
他没法去上班了，因为没车开。
And here you are.
然后你在这儿。
So you're saying, look at all the things they did to me. Why should I bother them with them?
你在心里怎么想？你说，嘿，他以前对我也不好，我干嘛要管他的事儿？
But look at the difference when you go up to them and say, listen, I can pick you up if you need a ride.
但是你再比较一下，如果你走到他面前对他说，如果你需要的话，我可以给你载你去上班。
Now that person knows how they've treated you.
他那个人知道他曾经对你不好，他过去对你并不友好。
But suddenly they're seeing not a track, not you trying to tell them something, but you're living something that clicks in their heart.
然后他突然看到你这样对他，他的心里头会有震动。
Because you met their need.
因为你满足了他们的需要。
And to that they recognize as something different.
他们就会看到在你身上有一些不一样的
东西。Then he said not to be unspotted from the world.
然后雅各也是说，并且要不沾染世俗。
Now most of us think that murder.
我们中的人可能想杀人大概是沾染世俗吧。
Being a thief.
也许偷东西是。
Maybe being a sex addict.
也许是有一些性幻想啊这样的。
Maybe being a serial killer.
也许是个连环杀手这样的人。
That's sin.
那是犯罪。
That's worthy of hell.
那些人应该下地狱。
But you know, when Paul talks about it, he goes in a different direction.
但是雅各说的其实不是这些罪。
He said, but now you also put off these things.
雅各说也要注意这些事情。
Now we're talking about spirituality.
我们谈到的是属灵生命。
And he said, put off anger.
雅各说不要生气。
Put off wrath when we get very angry.
不要有愤怒。
Put off malice.
他说也不要有恶意。
Blaspheme, filthy communication, and lie not one to another.
不要彼此撒谎，也不要有恶言。
Now, not one of those do we really think of as great sins.
他所提到的这些，在我们看来都不是什么了不得的罪嘛。
But in God's sight, they are.
但是在神的眼里，这都是罪。
For that is the real you.
因为那才是真正的你自己。
That's the person that you are.
那就是你。
As you manifest these things, that's the real you.
你所表现出来的这些怒气啊，这些口出恶言啊，这才是真正的你。
And God knows the real you is not conformed to the image of Christ.
神知道你这个真正的你，并不是按照基督的这个形象来做的。
Then we see in Romans.
我们也看到罗马书。
It goes on to tell us, I'm beseeching you. Listen, I'm really trying to tell you. If I could shake you and let you know, this is what Hallie's saying. This, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God.
恳求你们，他恨不得都要摇着你说，我求你。
You and I live by the mercies of God.
我们是靠着神的怜悯在活。
Many, many times when we call it luck, We call it chance. That just seemed to happen. It was the hand of God in our life. We live by His mercy.
我们是在神的怜悯之下生活。多少次我们说，哎呀，就是感谢主，我们有好运气，我们这个有好机会，但都是神的怜悯。
He said, "Now present your bodies."
他说，把你的身体献上。
A living sacrifice.
这是作为活祭。
Holy.
圣洁的。
Acceptable unto God.
而且是神所喜悦的。
And Paul brought this down to life. He said, "This is your reasonable service."
保罗说，这就是你所应该做的一些侍奉。
So Jesus is saying, "Love yourself." Paul is saying, "Give yourself to Him."
耶稣说，爱你自己。
It's a wonderful
exchange.
It's a wonderful exchange.
这是一个很好的一个交换。
To give Him my old anger, to give Him my old spirit.To give Him my old desires, to give Him my old lust, and become something that God can make in a beautiful vessel.
这个交换对我们是太实在是太赚了，把我们的老我，我们这充满罪恶的一些念头的这个老我交给神，然后换回来一个新造的我。
And Paul said, "Don't be conformed to this world."
保罗说不要效法这个世界。
That means don't comply with the rules and the standards and the laws that are against God.
他说不要。
Don't allow them to. I'm sorry, honey.
Yeah.保罗的意思说不要效法这个世界按照世界的标准去生活
Don't allow them to crush you into their mold and their thinking.
不要让这个世界把你按到他的模子里把你塑造成这个世界所喜悦的样子
I have those in my friends in China that's having a very rough time.
我的在中国的朋友很多人生活并不容易
The rough time is they can't take their spiritual purity into their job.
因为他们在他们的工作中无法活出一个敬虔的生命
Because they want them to do different.
因为在工作里头，人们总是对他们要求他们做一些不一样的事情。
I had one of a Christian who used to be a Christian pastor.
我那边有一个朋友，他曾经是一个。
Years ago, you know, they start small businesses, and then China began to grow, and then their businesses became very massive.
中国的这个经济发展非常快，所以他前几年开了一个很小的一个小生意，现在生意越做越大。
But as he grew in his business, he had to leave the principles of Christ.
他的生意越做越大，他离主的真道也越来越远。
And now, when he was getting older, he was trying to get from me, "How is it all right? You know, is not too bad? Or what can I do now?"
他现在年纪渐长了，他就问我说，我现在该怎么做呢？这我这么做是不是真的这么糟糕呢？
He knew what.
他其实知道是很糟糕。
He said, "I can't get my government contracts unless I have big parties."And have women there and so forth. He said that's the only way we can get our contract.
他说如果我不请那些官员去喝酒，请人小姐们陪他，我就拿不到国家的这些合同，怎么办呢
？A little girl in the factory.
而一个小姑娘是在工厂里打工的。
As we were having meetings, she said I have to do something that I don't want to do. It's not right, but I have to do it to keep my job.
他也跟我说，为了我为了保住我这份工作，我有时候经常得做一些自己不愿意做的事情，但是我没有办法。
I wished it was only in China. It's across our world.
我希望这只是发生在中国的事，但实际上是。
This is the way we do business.
这就是世界上人们做生意的方式。
This is the way it's done.
这就是世界上大家都是这么做的。
This is how we make our profit.
这是人们怎么赚钱，就是这样赚钱。
I remember when I first started teaching.
我刚刚开始当教师的
时候。There were two young men that taught in the same building.
那天是在我们那个教学楼里有两个小年轻人。
And I heard them talking.
我听到他们在讲话。
And one of them said, "I've got enough movies and films that I can go the whole semester."
Movies?
Yeah.
哦，他说我这个学期啊，我已经有足够的电影，我就不用上课，我天天看电影，这一学期就可以打发掉了。
Other words, they were substituting many times a film or a movie for what they were supposed to teach.
因为他们本来是哦，在学 they're teachers.
哦，
那两位实际上是小年轻，是老师。他们意思就是上课的时候，他不跟人讲课了，他就给大家看电影，他就打发时间，就这样教课。
You see, but that's what Paul is saying here. Don't be unspotted. You see that word spotted?
雅各提到说
splash here and splash there and splash there.
他说不要沾染世俗。他说 spotted 的意思就是不要那么脏兮兮的，好像这有一个黑点，那有一个黑点这样。
We're proud because we're good, we're clean, but we have some little spots.
我们觉得自己挺干净的，但是衣服上这儿有很多的
careful about
脏的那个黑点，我们对这一点要特别小心。
Now you look at me and you think, "Well, Sister Schwartz, how can you live this life?"
也许你问我说，妈咪，我怎么样才能活出这样的生命呢
？I've tried.
我真的试过。
You know, when I'm an angry person, I've tried so very hard, but when I think I have it, it's like a jack in the box, up it jumps again.
我是脾气很暴躁的人，我一生气起来就好像那个小人。
And my anger then turns to, instead of me trying to settle that the day it happens, it turns into wrath. I get so mad.
而且我
I could kill them.
我的这个愤怒经常平息不了，而且一天天越积越多，到最后我就大怒，就很容易就出事这样子。
How do you love people?
你怎么去爱别人呢?
Many, many people are unlovable.
很多人真是不可爱呀。
Yeah, they are. They're mean. They're hateful.
他们又,
they're spiteful.
他们好讨厌, 他们也,
they're manipulative.
而且他们利用我。
They manipulate you. Don't tell me some of you don't have bosses that manipulate you.
你别跟我说你老板不曾经利, 曾经, 没有, 没, 不曾利用过你。
So how in the world can we love them?
那我怎么去爱这样的人呢?
So these are the cries of many of the people. I want to serve Jesus, I do, but it's just so hard.
很多人就是一直在那嚷嚷说，我真的希望能够服侍主，但是这我就是有这样的挣扎，我怎么办？
Now let's look at ourselves in God's sight.
我们看看我们自己在神的眼里是什么样子。
And we see that in 2 Corinthians 4:7.
我们在哥林多后书第四章第七节。
He first wants us to know.
他想让我们知道。
He knows us.
他认识我们。
If you think you can get around God.
如果你觉得你可以瞒过神，那你再试试吧。
You'll end up just like Paul.
你就会像保罗一样。
He said, "Paul, why are you kicking against the pricks? Do you know what pricks are?"
神问保罗说：“你为什么要踢荆棘呢？”
So you get a cactus.
你就前面有一个
仙长。A nice big cactus.
你面前有一个很
some nice good pricks.
这个很大的仙长，上面长了很多尖刺。
And you start kicking up against that.
你就朝着这个仙长去使劲踢。
You'll know what God meant.
神的意思是什么呢？你为什么要去踢仙人掌？
So he says, why are you kicking up against the prayer? I know you.
神的意思说我认识你，
And let me give you the evaluation that God knows us.
神知道我们，神对我们有评价，他了解我们。
He said, you have this treasure that I have given you.
神说我给了你一件珍宝。
In an earthen vessel.
你是在一个瓦器里面有这样一件珍宝。
In an earthen vessel. He liked to let us know it's a dying vessel. That when it dies, it goes back to the dirt. We have a spirit or emotions many times that may not be the very best because of what life has given us or a sickness. And he said, I know you. And so, you know why he put that in our vessels that are weak?So that the glory of God could shine through our lives.
神为什么把这个珍宝放在我们这样的瓦器里面？
So we wouldn't say, "Here am I, I did it myself."
你就可以不能说，你看，这是全是我靠我自己能力。
Actually, Solomon did a lot of that in his writings. I built my houses.
其实所罗门在传道书里，他说到很多这样，他来夸耀他自己的，炫耀他自己。
All these things he's tell you that I did.
他说我做了这个，我造了大房子、大宫殿。
And he comes up with the thought, it's all empty.
结果最后的结论是什么呢？虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空。
Because I did it.
因为我做，那是我做的。
But when we give God the glory,
但是当我们把荣耀归给神
then he blesses us.
他祝福我们
with all blessings.
他用他一切的祝福让我们
So let's first recognize, Lord, I'm a weak vessel.
让我们首先向神承认说
I've got some funny things in my life. I've got some carnal things. But how do I live it then?
但是我怎么样去生活
Here we see Paul tells us.
保罗对我们说
By the grace of God, I am what I am.
我今天成为何等样人，都是靠着神的恩典。
Now Paul didn't say, "By the grace of God, I was what I was."
保罗没有说我过去是什么样的人，是靠神的恩典。
Paul was not nice.
保罗过去可不是这么好的一个人。
Paul could watch them kill Stephen.
保罗看着眼睁睁看着人把 Stephen 打死。
Paul had a great pride in him. He was going out to kill the Christians.
保罗也那时候很得意的，他是去迫害杀害基督徒的人。
And he was doing it with a vengeance.
而且他当时是怀着热心去做这样的事情。
But that wasn't what he was saying. He was said, "God took me from that."
他说神是我今日
God took me from trying to live all the commandments in myself.
他说我过去是那样的人，我拼命的要守诫命。
He took me from being a judgmental Pharisee.
我是一个法利赛人，我总是在判断别人。
To a man that loved,
神把我变成了一个他爱的人。
He said, by the grace of God,
他说靠着神的恩典
I am what I am.
我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的。
And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, that grace, now what is grace?
什么是恩典？神所赐我的恩典是什么？
The power of God to help us to overcome.
这个恩典就是神所赐我们的能力，能够来克服我们的弱点。
He said that grace that he gives me, that power that he gives me, that with that power and with my yeses and my desire to follow and my desire to do, that we can overcome by that power of God.
神的恩典，他赐给我，他给我能力，连着我和着我自己的一些努力，我能够来克服我的弱点。
He didn't bestow that, he said, on me in vain.
他说神所赐我的恩不是徒然的。
Oh, that's the answer.God's grace wasn't just in vain.
神的恩典从来不是白费。
I have become what he wants me to be.
我成为他所让我成为的
人。I am still working at it, but I'm becoming what he wants me to be.
我仍旧在自己的身上动工，但是我越来越像神所我希望我成为的。
He said, I labor more than any of you.
他说我比你们都格外劳苦。
By the grace of God that's in me.
靠着神的恩典。
It would have been easy for Paul the first time.He was stoned and thrown out of the city, and they thought he was dead.
大家记得吗？在保罗曾经被人拿石头打，曾经大家都以为他被打死了。
They say, "Oh, I'm going to settle down in Ephesus, and I won't have to do this anymore."
Yeah, 可能很容易就说干脆就这样就放弃了吧，我不用再那么辛苦。
Not to walk those many, many, many miles from one town to the other on the dusty roads.
我们知道保罗之后又是在那个尘土。飞扬的大路上不停地走一个城市一个城市地走过去
I'm sure when he found himself in prison he was oh this is it I'm finished
我相信保罗在监狱里的时候也会有灰心的时候他想、
no.
哎完了就这样
none of that stopped him because of the grace of God
但是靠着神的恩典保罗没有放弃
that he called on that he lived by
保罗一直从神那里支取能力支取力量他、就是、
it was very real my friends
这对于保罗这是多么真实的生命
And that's why Christianity has marched along these 2,000 years.
那是这也就是为什么这个基督教基督徒可以有两千年来都是一直。
There are those weak vessels that God gave them the strength and the power to go on.
我们都是这些卑微的瓦器，但是神在这个瓦器里注入能力，能让我们可以活下去。
It was Haas. He loved God and the Word of God, and they finally burned him at the stake.
曾经有这样一位圣徒 Haas 他是爱神爱神的话语
Tyndall that was trying to publish the word of God that was killed
另外一位圣徒也是因为他爱神的话语他被杀
But they went on and they went on Sometimes they were hunted like animals
但是这些基督徒
Very little to eat
前仆后继他们就像这些被打猎的那些猎人
Why was that?
一些动物一样到处躲藏，但是他们
They were weak little vessels. They weren't extra strong.
他们都是一些卑微的瓦器，他们并不是那很有能力的人。
But the grace of God.
但是神的恩典。
The power of God.
神的能力。
And there's not any of us here that God's grace can't take us through to heaven.
我们中间的任何一个人都可以靠着神的能力进天国，没有一个人神的能力做不到的。
So we have to understand the apex of God's.Of God's thinking.
我们需要理解神的这个思想是什么样。
Of His heart.
要理解神的心。
Is love.
是爱。
We can't love in ourselves.
我们自己是真的爱不起来。
It's when we look to God, when we study His word and know that His love can become part of me.
当我们看神，当我们读神的话语，我们可以看到神的爱。
And the thing about living for God is, the more you live that way, the more it becomes.
为神而活，就是你越为神而活，你就会越像
神。He develops the fruit of the Spirit in us, which is actually the character, the Christian character in us.
圣灵的果子就会在你身上结出来，这样我们的个性，我们的人自己的一些个性都会改变。
Thank God.
感谢主。
For the grace of God.
为主的恩典，感谢他。
Thank God for His tremendous love that looks at and says, "I know you're weak."
我们也感谢主，他这样爱我们。
I put it in your weak vessel.
他对我们说我了解你的弱点
And some of us is more weak than others.
我们中间有一些人可能比别人更软弱
But I put it there so the excellency of Christ can be seen through you.
因为你是我造的，但是我这样做是让你的软弱上可以看到基督的荣耀。
I can't remember because I can't remember names much anyhow. But I can't remember the name of the man that has no arms and no legs.
我记得有一个人，他没有胳膊也没有腿。
Have you ever seen him on any of the films and iTunes and so forth?
你可能在一些媒体上看到过宣传这个人，他生下来就是没有胳膊没有腿。
Now that is a very weakened body.
那是一个真实很软弱的一个身体。
You would think he could never live a life that is normal.
可能人们都会觉得他没法过一个正常的生活。
But he got married.
但是他还结婚了嘞。
And he's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
而且他在为神在证道。
And he's very effective.
而且是非常强有力的为传播
神的话语。He even went on Opal's program, and she was amazed at him.
他甚至上了那个 Opera 的那个 talk show.
Because of the weakness of his body, yet the strength that God had given him and the grace that God gave him.
因为他的身体那么软弱，可是他所表现出来的能力却是惊人的。
Children, we can live our whole life and come to the end and say, empty.
我们可以就像所罗门那样，我们一生这样过去，到最后我们说虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空。
I'm working with some dear friends of mine for 40 years.
我和一些很亲爱的朋友一起工作了40年。
They've been my friend.
他们我们40年的朋友。
Now they're coming down to the end of their life.
他们中间的一些人现在已经到了生命尽头。
They've gone to church. They've done some in their early life. They were very attached to the work of God, and they kept a hand on it as they grew, as the age went on.
他们都是在教会里做很多服事的人。
Because some of the choices they made that just wasn't what God really could bless them with.
但他们中间的一些人也做了一些不一样的选择，做了一些错误的选择。
In some areas, they're suffering today.
所以他们中间有些人在一些生命的一些领域里，他们有很多的挣扎。
Some things have come up empty.
而且他们会觉得有时候会有这种空虚感。
We don't want to come up like that.
我们不想生活，我们的生命是这样子。
We want our lives to be count for God.
我们希望我们的生命能够向神交账。
We want Him to use our weak bodies, our weak lives, our weak emotions for His glory.
我们想要神用我们生命这些卑微的瓦器，我们这微就软弱的身体来让他的名得荣耀。
Let's just pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父
this morning above everything else,
今天早上
we want to be your children.
我们真是想要成为你的儿女。
We want to love you.
我们想要爱你。
We're not here to pat one another on the back and tell each other how wonderful we are.
我们来这里不是为了互相拍拍肩膀说，哎呀，你干得真不错。
We're here to tell you how wonderful you are.
我们来这里是为了来向你说，主啊，你是多么伟大。
How your grace takes us through all kinds of things.
你的恩典带领我们走过一切。
When we give ourselves to you.
当我们把自己给你的时候。
When we carefully listen to your voice.
当我们仔细的来听你的话语。
We walk your path.
我们走你的义路。
You use us in a marvelous way.
主啊，你就这样奇妙的来用我们。
Whether it's as a nurse or a doctor, a teacher or waitress or whatever, Lord.
无论各何种的职业，我们是做什么事情。
We thank you for that.
主啊，我们真是感谢你。
God bless our people this morning, Lord.
主啊，祝福我们的。
We do love them, and we know how much you love them.
我们爱着你们。
We pray that they'll just try and want more than anything else to draw closer to you.
你爱他们主，你就让他们一步一步更接近你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.